What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
700. Talking about feet. Now, 700 is getting pretty close to the ground. I don't see a thing. There's no lights, there's no runway, and I've done this a lot, and I always see the runway.
All right, here's President Trump speaking this morning to American troops in Qatar at the Air Force Base there, and he's off on a tangent here. I'm not sure what story he's telling, but...
Trump never goes off on tangents. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I love the fact that he's up at this hour, and he's doing a live speech somewhere in the world, so we will... We'll pay attention to this and maybe dip back into it when I can figure out exactly what story he's telling. How about that? Kim St. Ange, welcome back.
Thank you.
You are feeling better?
Oh,
I
way
hope.
Better, yeah.
There's something going on around here. I leave work yesterday. I'm driving around. I hear Wiggins doing the Manny Fry show, and I'm like, well, where's Annie? What happened? A little later, I'm driving around. I hear somebody, Ryan Recker doing the Mark Reardon show. I'm like, what's going on? They're both sick. And then you were sick yesterday. I'm thinking I may need Friday off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
that's the convenient that it worked out like that, huh? Nice little long weekend for you.
I'm just trying to think outside of the box here. What do you think?
You just want to play it safe, you know? Well, just stay home in case you get sick.
Yeah.
I get it.
The last thing I want to do is make anybody else sick. So it seems to me like the simple answer might be for me to just maybe not be here tomorrow. What do you think?
Yeah, did you run that by the bosses?
Yeah, Tricia was not playing.
That's
was not playing.
Shocking.
She said, "No, we're gonna don't even start acting like that." Yeah, I'm not quite sure what's going around. Hopefully, it's not associated with the microphone I'm speaking on this morning.
We'll find out.
We should know soon. We should know soon. Maybe the fine shot of bourbon I had last night will fix that. So we'll see. I was sipping on a little bourbon last night. It was a beautiful day. A little muggy yesterday, but I'm not going to complain.
What, 90? Are we going to be close to a record high today?
I think so. Is it today or tomorrow? Is it today?
I thought it was today.
We're gonna hit today? Yeah.
Well, today and tomorrow, I think. Or yesterday was 93.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Thing
yesterday
was 94.
Hit 93?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. And the record was, well, it was supposed to. I don't know if it did. That's what Dave Murray said.
Oh, good. Well, then Dave Murray knows. I was checking ahead. Looks like the weekend's going to be beautiful. I've got a couple of events going to this weekend, including the Chad Hansen Memorial Sporting Clay event on Saturday. That's going to be beautiful. We're looking forward to that. They start early in the morning. It's going to be in the 60s. Ought to be just a gorgeous weekend. And I didn't see a chance of rain till like Monday. So here on Thursday, we're looking at pretty good possibilities coming up for this weekend. Hey, I don't know if you saw it yesterday, and we'll cover this a little later this morning. Was it RFK Jr. testifying before Congress and Kristi Noem? Got them both up there on the same day, and they were ripping these folks apart. You know, RFK looks at these Democrats that question him like, you know, he's got three heads now that he works for Donald Trump. And he's like, what What are you doing? Are you just reading the Democrat talking points? I mean, here's RFK, a lifelong Democrat, having to say this to the party that's got nothing else right now. They're lost. They have no point of to center them except their combined hatred of anything Donald Trump did. If he cured cancer while he's over in Qatar, they would, you know, what would they accuse him of? Wasting money? He wasted taxpayer dollars to cure cancer. There would be something they'd come up with,
mm-hmm.
right?
His carbon footprint was destructive, and really it kind of cancels out anything he would have done that was positive over there.
It's true.
Despite Bernie Sanders flying on his jet.
He's getting, I've got a piece this morning I'm going to play for you a little later. Hillary Clinton had the audacity to come out yesterday and criticize Trump for this airplane deal, right? That Qatar wants to give us a 10-year-old airplane that we can temporarily use to replace the 40-year-old airplane we're using for Air Force One until the new one gets rolled out, which may not be before Donald Trump leaves office, right? And that's such a point of contention for these people on the left. And I know there are even Republicans who aren't sure we should take it because they're afraid it's filled with bugs. There's a piece talking about how much money Bill and Hillary Clinton took from Saudi Arabia and Qatar and the UAE and all of these Middle Eastern countries way back when, before 9/11, for the Clinton Foundation. They were filling the Clinton Foundation coffers prior to, even continued when she was Secretary of State. So it probably totals more money than what this plane is worth. So once again, no leg to stand on. So we will we're going to get to all that for you today. We got Jim Talent a little bit later. We're going to talk about school choice, and you know how we deal with school choice in Missouri. Very frustrating for me. We say, okay, big company or individual, if you'll just make a donation to this fund, we'll give you a tax credit for that donation. And then this fund can be used to help pay for scholarships for kids that want to attend private school. Why do we play that game? I don't understand it. And now the federal government may be about to get in on that game. That's sleight of hand, in my opinion. That's not the answer to school choice. And we're going to talk to an expert about this this morning who's got some pretty strong opinions on how this needs to be handled. His name is Matt Beinberg. We're going to talk to him coming up at about 7:35. He's with the Goldwater Institute. He calls this solution to school choice the Obamacare of private education. And I can't wait to hear more of his thoughts on this. Shannon Bree, Griff Jenkins, we got lots of stuff going on for you this morning. But right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
What happens if they were to go and arrest these members or if they would try to sanction them during the House of Representatives?
They'll find out. First of all, I think that the so-called Homeland Security spokesperson is a joke. It's a joke.
Hakeem Jeffries is threatening retaliation during National Police Week. He's threatening our first responders. If any of these Democratic congressmen who are abusing ICE agents happen to get arrested.
What happens if they...
In states that have banned, outlawed, restricted, defunded abortion services and care, women die at much higher rates. It kills women.
Now, how does she know what percentage of the aborted fetuses are women?
Mr. Abrego-Garcia, pursuant to this court order.
It's got to be extremely discouraging to be one of your constituents. To see you fight for a terrorist like this and not fight for them is extremely alarming.
I am loving me some Kristi Noem a little bit more every time she gets before one of these Democrats and just guts them. Can I tell you that?
I'm going to ask my GP when I'm here. I'm not sure in Ireland where you get psych meds or sleeping meds. Maybe it is your GP.
Did you recognize that voice? It was Rosie O'Donnell who had to move to Ireland to get away from the horrible Trump people. And she's very happy in Ireland. but she can't get her psych meds. Anybody feeling bad for her, for Rosie?
I would like to know if she plans on coming back.
No,
no. If a Democrat wins in 2028, would people like Rosie O'Donnell and Ellen DeGeneres, would they all come back to the United States, or are they gone for good?
She's only worried right now about her psych meds. If you ever had any doubt about how crazy Rosie O'Donnell is, she went on social media yesterday and complained. Now, don't get it wrong. She loves Ireland. She loves the people. They're so open. They're so accepting. But she can't get her psych meds over there, and it's bothering her. Like, she's psychotic. She's neurotic. Who knows what her diagnosis is, but she's angry that her health care system is not working properly for her in a foreign country where she ran to get away from Orange Man Bad. I'm sure our hearts are bleeding for her this morning. I tell you what, Ethan, let's dip back into what the president's saying here. See, he's speaking live to our troops in Qatar.
We didn't think that was possible, but it's not possible any longer, I can tell you. That's another one. Would have never happened if I were president. Russia would have never gone into Ukraine. All of those things, they would have never happened. But the Afghanistan withdrawal, not the fact that they withdrew, but the fact that the way they did it was so horrible and so embarrassing. So we brought this horrible person to justice, to American justice. We caught the person that set off that bomb. And all of this is possible because of the work that you do with partnerships that you forge. In this case, it was Pakistan. And by the way, I don't want to say I did, but I sure as hell helped settle the problem between Pakistan and India last week, which was getting more and more hostile. And all of a sudden, you'll start seeing missiles of a different type. And we got it settled, I hope.
All right.
Hope
there's the president speaking in Qatar this morning. He's letting people know, like the Abbeygate situation, right? And Jared Schmitz was killed there, our local hometown hero, was one of the 13 service members killed in that Abbeygate bombing. Talking about that botched withdrawal again to our troops over there, saying, listen, that's not going to happen under my watch. So we'll monitor what the president's saying in Qatar. Maybe we'll dip back in and listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
And a part of it this morning.
Corey was an incredible guy, lost his life guarding his wife and children. Every American warrior here today inherits a legacy of exceptional patriots who have defended our freedom for nearly 250 years. You carry on the glorious tradition of the heroes of Lexington and Concord, Gettysburg and Bellowwood, Normandy and Midway. You embody the spirit of the soldiers who hoisted the flag over Fort McHenry and the Marines who planted the stars and stripes on the summit to Iwo Jima. That was a rough attack. You carry forward the mission of generations of Americans before you who marched through halls of gunfire, trekked over rugged mountains, stormed across scorching deserts, sailed through hostile waters, conquered unknown dangers, and poured out their blood and guts, battlefields all over the world. The military is incredible.
All right, there's the president addressing our troops in Qatar this morning, 78 years old, full of energy at what should be 6:20 in the morning for his body right now. But he's been overseas, of course. He's in his third day now of this trip. I think he flies back today,
this,
maybe.
This is his final day.
Yeah,
he's probably going to the United Arab Emirates later on.
Yeah, he's leaving from the Qatar base there today when he finishes his speech aboard that 40-year-old plane that needs to be replaced that we call Air Force One. All right, let's celebrate what happened yesterday in the Missouri Senate. I've been critical of them not getting stuff done sooner, but I am shocked by what happened yesterday, Kim.
So am I.
So I've said, listen, why don't we just PQ this issue? Previous question. It's a rule they have in the Missouri Senate that is, to call it rarely used would be an overstatement. The last time a PQ was called in the Missouri Senate, according to the Missouri Independent, the last time that happened was 2020. It says here, Wednesday's use of the previous question rule is the first time since 2020 it's been invoked, and the first time since 2017 when it was used during a regular session. What in the actual H-E-double-L is going on here? You've got a super majority of Republicans, and they routinely allow a small minority of voices in this state to tie up good work getting done, the stuff they were elected to do by their constituents. They far too often run as conservatives and govern like rhinos. I don't get it, but credit where credit is due. Yesterday, they invoked the PQ, and Adam Schnelting, our senator from St. Charles, is the one that made the motion. And for this to work, they have to get 10 signatures calling for the previous question. He invoked that at 5 o'clock. By 5:30, they had passed the fix for Amendment 3 to put the abortion issue back on the ballot sometime in 2026.
Unless Governor Kehoe calls a special election sooner. I don't think that will happen, but he could.
He'd be smart to do that. He would be very smart to do that. Do it before the crazies can ship millions of dollars in here to fight it again, because that's what's going to happen.
Right.
The pro-murderers across the country they'll spend every dime they have to try to get this, to keep this thing in the Missouri Constitution just the way it is, because they support abortion up until birth.
I'm sure.
And they don't want that taken away.
I would imagine Planned Parenthood had already been planning for something like this to happen just in case. So it wouldn't be surprising if they already had all their crazies from across the country trying to get resources together in preparation. And now that this thing is officially passed and will go on the ballot, it's like guns blazing, let's go. And they're already trying to raise money.
I'm sure they're already fundraising off of it. The fact mentioned that the other day in a publication I read occasionally from Jeff City. So here they also passed on a PQ the fix for Prop A, which forced sick time and an increasing wage every year from the minimum wage. They didn't reduce the minimum wage. It raised the minimum wage, which is what most people voted on. What they didn't know is the poison pill that was included in there, which was it's going to kill small businesses by forcing them to give paid time off to like part-timers, and also that every year on the anniversary of the bill, it would the minimum wage would be adjusted for inflation, so it would go up every year from now on. And no small business can afford that because it's a false wage floor. These are unskilled people getting minimum wage. Why do they get a raise every year? They're unskilled. Go get a skill, and then you'll get a pay raise. That's how it works. So good for them. They got that thing finished. That doesn't have to go on the ballot. That's statutory, and as soon as the governor signs it, it can go into effect if they put an emergency clause in there. That's a good thing because the law kicked in on May 1st. All right, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim when we come back. Stay tuned.
Kim on a Whim.
Donald Trump has secured some really big deals on this visit over to the Middle East, and one of them is specifically talking about these AI chips. That company, NVIDIA, will be able to sell hundreds of thousands of these AI chips in Saudi Arabia. And we know that AI is just the future. Whether or not we like it, because I have mixed feelings about it, it is here to stay, and I think it comes down to we have to embrace it to a certain degree, but cautiously embrace it. At least that's the approach that I think is necessary. I don't think it should just be full steam ahead, let's go. There have to be some sort of regulations. There has to be safeguards in place to make sure that we're not going too crazy here.
Are you talking about AI?
Yeah. Well, it's two letters. Did you know that?
Yeah. What does that stand for? Assisted intelligence?
It does. Assisted intelligence.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I bet Kamala could probably tell you what it stands for if any of you aren't really sure.
No, I don't think that she could. Neither could Pete Buttigieg.
What does he say about it?
I don't know what he says about it, but I'm sure it'll be stupid. As the president said today, he's riding a bicycle wherever he's going. So he's running for president again, by the way. The AI thing, I think it's a great deal. I'm really glad my broker called me up and said, you know what, this is back around the time that the market took a crap on Liberation Day. My broker called me up and said, we think you should buy NVIDIA.
Oh, really?
Because it dropped like a rock when all of those tariffs seemed to be going into effect. And it has exploded then. So, you know, this is the, again, buy low, sell high kind of thing. When all those people panicked and sold their crap on Liberation Day, they were smart people. And I'm not saying I'm one of them. I got good advice to go in and buy some of that stuff. Apart from the deal, which I think is good for the United States, I think if you listen to that speech that J.D. Vance gave to the world right after they got elected, when he flew over and he gave that, I played parts of it because it was so eye-opening to have somebody in that position, that close, a heartbeat away from the presidency, fully versed in this issue, intelligent, understanding it at a level way above my understanding of where this technology is and the possible impact it could have on our lives. That's comforting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know that we're going to necessarily make the best decisions with it. I hope that we do. I hope we put those guardrails in place. But, of course, the danger is you've got a bunch of countries, including these Arab countries, certainly China, India, where they are I'll exclude the Arab countries from it, but let's definitely look at China and possibly India and Russia. They steal our stuff. They constantly mine our intelligence and things we've created, and then they bastardize it, for lack of a better term. And that's where I worry about it. I don't know that the threat from AI will come from within the United States. I think we're going to have some guardrails in place. I worry about what bad actors are going to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we can't be asleep at the wheel here in the United States, because if we slow down too much on AI, these other companies are just going to ramp things up. So it's this fine balance that I think we're trying to strike, and that's what's really challenging. But, I mean, no doubt AI has already really changed things, and now it's really starting to change things in the court system. There was a trial that just happened about a situation where there was a road rage incident that ended up being deadly. This man was, well, he was convicted of shooting this 37-year-old man, Christopher Pelkey. over road rage. This happened in Arizona, did I say 2021? And obviously, Christopher Pelkey, the victim, died. He was shot to death. So he couldn't testify, right? And you normally have victim impact statements.
Right.
So what they decided to do, and this is the first time apparently this has ever happened in the U.S. courts, his family was able to work with a company to use an AI, to use AI to create this video using his likeness to give him a voice in the court, and they played it during the sentencing. Listen to part of this story, okay? Talking about Christopher Pelkey.
Wow.
Here's Chris in a real recording before his death.
Just like Jesus says, you know, love God and love people.
And here's the AI version, forgiving the shooter, scripted by Stacy.
It is a shame we encountered each other that day in those circumstances. In another life, we probably could have been friends. I believe in forgiveness and in God who forgives. I always have, and I still do.
Isn't that mind-blowing? Took his family years to come up with the script to put those words into his mouth, because that's the danger in all of this.
How?
Is that you don't know what this guy Chris would want to say to him. Now, obviously, the family opted to have a kind message saying, I believe in forgiveness and I think we could have been friends in another life, and more or less it's unfortunate that things ended the way that they did. But It is interesting to think, is this the future? Is this what they're going to do when someone dies and they just use AI to give them a voice? Because obviously you're just hearing it. It's radio.
Mark the tape.
There's video of this guy too talking.
Mark the tape. If that happens to me, I want my message to be expletive filled.
Beep, 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 beep.
So here's my question, and I'm not a lawyer. Never went to law school. But I've covered a lot of trials, and I've observed for 35 years as a member of the media. How in the hell did the defense not walk out of the courtroom before allowing that to be admitted as evidence in a trial? It was hearsay. It was putting words into a dead man's mouth. How did a judge allow that to be used and let the jury ever see it? I don't understand that. I didn't go to law school, but I've heard enough objections from attorneys that's not even secondhand stuff. That's a cheap fake.
I'm a little surprised. It sounds like it was controversial that they were weighing whether or not this would be admitted. In Arizona, it says victims can give their impact statements in any digital format. So it sounds like that was one of the arguments that they tried to make to get this to be allowed.
Wow.
But I mean,
why not just let his family stand up there and speak for
him? They felt
him.
Like this would be more effective.
Well, it is because it's going to elicit all kinds of emotions from the jury that you wouldn't otherwise get. I just can't believe the attorneys on the other side allowed that to happen.
Remember, there was a case I talked about recently that happened in New York where there was a guy without a lawyer. He felt like he wasn't well-spoken. And so what he did was he used an AI-generated avatar to argue his case via video. He felt like his messaging wouldn't have been as effective had he
true.
Just been up there trying to, you know, voice whatever he wanted to say. So But the problem with that was that the judge figured out that it was AI and didn't like it. So it sounds like that was more secret. But this was very much out in the open, like, hey, we're doing this. Obviously, you can't hide the fact that the guy's no longer there and that they're all of a sudden seeing and hearing from him. But you couldn't tell the difference between the AI-generated video, right, versus the video that they played at the beginning of that clip?
No.
For the real Chris.
No, you couldn't tell the difference. That is frightening, isn't it? I don't know. To me that's a step too far. And it's a great example of everything we should be worried about and more when it comes to this whole issue of AI. I don't know how we wrap our arms around this thing, but it's got to have this is my favorite meme on the internet right now. Is that image of John Connor as a young kid from Terminator kind of giving the camera a side eye and is like a warning from the past, from the future. How could you let this happen? Because, you know, he comes back to try to save his his family for save the world from Skynet being developed in the first place, and they send a Terminator back from the future to try to kill him. We've really got to be cognizant of what we're creating here, because it's going to quickly get out of control.
That's my concern with it.
Somebody today could decide, you know, I don't like Kim St. Ange. I'm going to take clips of her voice from the radio over the past year and a half, 2 years, or TV from before that, and I'm going to put together a video making it sound like she said something she didn't say.
Well, that happened.
And it's happened.
It has happened with the school principal.
Yes.
Somebody was mad at the principal, so they put words in the principal's mouth using AI, and they did figure it out, and the guy, I think, ended up getting charged. Point is, it still potentially, well, arguably, ruined that principal's life because so many people saw that on social media and
right.
automatically assumed, because why wouldn't you, assume that that was the real guy, and he was saying things that were, I think, racist and just discriminatory. They weren't good things.
Well, I think there are going to be laws in place to hopefully to prosecute if they're used. That's the thing. We hear all these things. Oh, we need more gun control. We need this. We need that. No, we don't. We need to enforce the laws that are on the books. The kid that shot up the Gateway Performing Arts Center over here should never have had a gun. But you know what? When the whole investigation was over, the guy that sold him the gun had no had no consequences for that. And until there are consequences and the laws that are on the books are enforced, nothing but bad is going to happen. It would be my argument on that, for sure. All right. Shout out to any of my friends, law enforcement or otherwise, who live out in Warrenton or the Warren County area. I have a question for you. I received a message this morning from a friend that lives out there, and none of the local media that I can find has covered this at all. They claim that there was a shooting yesterday on Highway 70 in Warren County, and that the person involved was a Honduran national who was driving drunk and is in the country illegally and has been taken into custody. And apparently there's an ICE detainer now being sought on this guy. That story should be in the media today if it really happened about this time yesterday morning. But I've heard nothing about it. So if anybody has any details, text us or email us down here, direct message me here on Facebook, and let me know if you've heard anything about that, because I think it's a story the media might just gloss over. Sort of like the Tesla vandal story, which we updated for you yesterday, and I've been following up on that. Still no charges that I can find, at least not in Missouri CaseNet. And the prosecutor in Kirkwood apparently thinks he's above the law from the standpoint that he doesn't have to follow the Sunshine Law and answer reporter requests, because I've emailed him 4 times now and he hasn't answered any of my emails regarding this. So, Mr. Ganninger, I'm talking to you. We need to know what's going on with that case. Please let us know. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Kim on a whim.
Donald Trump has secured some really big deals on this visit over to the Middle East. And one of them is specifically talking about these AI chips. That company, NVIDIA, will be able to sell hundreds of thousands of these AI chips in Saudi Arabia. And we know that AI is just the future. Whether or not we like it, because I have mixed feelings about it, it is here to stay. And I think it comes down to we have to embrace it to a certain degree, but cautiously embrace it. At least that's the approach that I think is necessary. I don't think it should just be full steam ahead. Let's go. There have to be some sort of regulations. There has to be safeguards in place to make sure that we're not going too crazy here.
Are you talking about AI?
Yeah. Well, it's two letters. Did you know that?
Yeah. What does that stand for? Assisted intelligence?
It does. Assisted intelligence.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I bet Kamala could probably tell you what it stands for if any of you aren't really sure.
No, I don't think that she could. Neither could Pete Buttigieg.
What does he say about it?
I don't know what he says about it, but I'm sure it'll be stupid. As the president said today, he's riding a bicycle wherever he's going. So he's running for president again, by the way. The AI thing, I think it's a great deal. I'm really glad my broker called me up and said, you know what, this is back around the time that the market took a crap on Liberation Day. My broker called me up and said, we think you should buy NVIDIA.
Oh, really?
Because it dropped like a rock when all of those tariffs seemed to be going into effect. And it has exploded then. So, you know, this is the, again, buy low, sell high kind of thing. When all those people panicked and sold their crap on Liberation Day, they were smart people. And I'm not saying I'm one of them. I got good advice to go in and buy some of that stuff. Apart from the deal, which I think is good for the United States, I think if you listen to that speech that J.D. Vance gave to the world right after they got elected, when he flew over and he gave that, I played parts of it because it was so eye-opening to have somebody in that position, that close, a heartbeat away from the presidency, fully versed in this issue, intelligent, understanding it at a level way above my understanding of where this technology is and the possible impact it could have on our lives. That's comforting to me. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know that we're going to necessarily make the best decisions with it. I hope that we do. I hope we put those guardrails in place. But, of course, the danger is you've got a bunch of countries, including these Arab countries, certainly China, India, where they are I'll exclude the Arab countries from it. But let's definitely look at China and possibly India. And Russia, they steal our stuff. They constantly mine our intelligence and things we've created, and then they bastardize it, for lack of a better term. And that's where I worry about it. I don't know that the threat from AI will come from within the United States. I think we're going to have some guardrails in place. I worry about what bad actors are going to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we can't be asleep at the wheel here in the United States, because if we slow down too much on AI, these other companies are just going to ramp things up. So it's this fine balance that I think we're trying to strike, and that's what's really challenging. But, I mean, no doubt AI has already really changed things, and now it's really starting to change things in the court system. There was a trial that just happened about a situation where there was a road rage incident that ended up being deadly. This man was, well, he was convicted of shooting this 37-year-old man, Christopher Pelkey, over road rage. This happened in Arizona, did I say 2021? And obviously, Christopher Pelkey, the victim, died. He was shot to death. So he couldn't testify, right? And you normally have victim impact statements.
Right.
So what they decided to do, and this is the first time apparently this has ever happened in the U.S. courts, his family was able to work with the company to use an AI to use AI to create this video using his likeness to give him a voice in the court, and they played it during the sentencing. Listen to part of this story, okay? Talking about Christopher Pelkey.
Wow.
Here's Chris in a real recording before his death.
Just like Jesus says, you know, love God and love people.
And here's the AI version, forgiving the shooter, scripted by Stacy.
It is a shame we encountered each other that day in those circumstances. In another life, we probably could have been friends. I believe in forgiveness and in God who forgives. I always have, and I still do.
Isn't that mind-blowing? Took his family years to come up with the script to put those words into his mouth, because that's the danger in all of this.
How?
Is that you don't know what this guy Chris would want to say to him. Now, obviously, the family opted to have a kind message saying, "I believe in forgiveness, and I think we could have been friends in another life." And more or less, it's unfortunate that things ended the way that they did. But it is interesting to think, is this the future? Is this what they're going to do when someone dies and they just use AI to give them a voice? Because obviously you're just hearing it. It's radio.
Mark the tape.
There's video of this guy too talking.
Mark the tape. If that happens to me, I want my message to be expletive filled.
Beep, 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 beep.
So here's my question, and I'm not a lawyer. Never went to law school. But I've covered a lot of trials, and I've observed for 35 years as a member of the media. How in the hell did the defense not walk out of the courtroom before allowing that to be admitted as evidence in a trial? It was hearsay. It was putting words into a dead man's mouth. How did a judge allow that to be used and let the jury ever see it? I don't understand that. I didn't go to law school, but I've heard enough objections from attorneys that's not even secondhand stuff. That's a cheap fake.
I'm a little surprised. It sounds like it was controversial that they were weighing whether or not this would be admitted. In Arizona, it says victims can give their impact statements in any digital format. So it sounds like that was one of the arguments that they tried to make to get this to be allowed.
Wow.
But
Why not just let his family stand up there and speak?
They
for
felt
him.
Like this would be more effective.
Well, it is because it's going to elicit all kinds of emotions from the jury that you wouldn't otherwise get. I just can't believe the attorneys on the other side allowed that to happen.
Remember, there was a case I talked about recently that happened in New York where there was a guy without a lawyer. He felt like he wasn't well-spoken. And so what he did was he used an AI-generated avatar to argue his case via video. He felt like his messaging wouldn't have been as effective had he just been up there trying to, you know, voice whatever he wanted to say. So the problem with that was that the judge figured out that it was AI and didn't like it. So it sounds like that was more secret, but this was very much out in the open, like, hey, we're doing this. Obviously, you can't hide the fact that the guy's no longer there and that they're all of a sudden seeing and hearing from him. But you couldn't tell the difference between the AI-generated video, right, versus the video that they played at the beginning of that clip?
No.
For the real Chris.
No, you couldn't tell the difference. That is frightening, isn't it? I don't know. To me that's a step too far. And it's a great example of everything we should be worried about and more when it comes to this whole issue of AI. I don't know how we wrap our arms around this thing, but it's got to have this is my favorite meme on the internet right now. Is that image of John Connor as a young kid from Terminator, kind of giving the camera a side eye, and is like a warning from the past, from the future. How could you let this happen? Because, you know, he comes back to try to save his family, save the world from Skynet being developed in the first place, and they send a Terminator back from the future to try to kill him. We've really got to be cognizant of what we're creating here, because it's going to quickly get out of control.
That's my concern with it.
Somebody today could decide, you know, I don't like Kim St. Ange, I'm going to take clips of her voice from the radio over the past year and a half, 2 years, or TV from before that, and I'm going to put together a video making it sound like she said something she didn't say.
Well, that happened.
And it's happened.
It has happened with the school principal.
Yes.
Somebody was mad at the principal, so they put words in the principal's mouth using AI, and obviously they did figure it out, and the guy, I think, ended up getting charged. Point is, it still potentially, well, arguably, ruined that principal's life because so many people saw that on social media and
right.
automatically assumed, because why wouldn't you, assumed that that was the real guy, and he was saying things that were, I think, racist and just discriminatory. They weren't good things.
Well, I think there are going to be laws in place to hopefully to prosecute if they're used. That's the thing. We hear all these things. Oh, we need more gun control. We need this. We need that. No, we don't. We need to enforce the laws that are on the books. The kid that shot up the Gateway Performing Arts Center over here should never have had a gun. But you know what? When the whole investigation was over, the guy that sold him the gun had no response. Had no consequences for that. And until there are consequences and the laws that are on the books are enforced, nothing but bad is going to happen. It would be my argument on that, for sure. All right. Shout out to any of my friends, law enforcement or otherwise, who live out in Warrenton or the Warren County area. I have a question for you. I received a message this morning from a friend that lives out there, and none of the local media that I can find has covered this at all. They claim that there was a shooting yesterday on Highway 70 in Warren County, and that the person involved was a Honduran national who was driving drunk and is in the country illegally and has been taken into custody. And apparently there's an ICE detainer now being sought on this guy. That story should be in the media today if it really happened about this time yesterday morning. But I've heard nothing about it. So if anybody has any details, text us or email us down here, direct message me here on Facebook and let me know if you've heard anything about that, because I think it's a story the media might just gloss over. Sort of like the Tesla vandal story, which we updated for you yesterday, and I've been following up on that. Still no charges that I can find, at least not in Missouri CaseNet. And the prosecutor in Kirkwood apparently thinks he's above the law from the standpoint that he doesn't have to follow the Sunshine Law and answer reporter requests, because I've emailed him 4 times now and he hasn't answered any of my emails regarding this. So, Mr. Ganninger, I'm talking to you. We need to know what's going on with that case. Please let us know. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. Once again, I have scoured local news websites, and I can't find anything on this situation if it happened yesterday as it was described to me out in Warren County. So, you know, once again, maybe an example here, if my my listener, my tip here is correct, is that, and it's pretty specific, that out there on Highway 70 in Warren County, a Honduran national was driving drunk and shooting at another car on the highway. The suspect wrecked his car, tried to run, got caught by Wentzville officers, was taken into custody by Warren County sheriff's deputies. There was a gun recovered. The suspect even had an ankle monitor. I'm told in this message that was sent to me that the highway patrol has taken over the investigation. And apparently there's an ICE detainer being sought, and the suspect is believed to be in the country illegally. So I haven't seen anything in this local news about this yet. That's a pretty big story. Here we are doing show prep for the local media again, Kim. What do you think about that?
This seems to happen a lot.
I'm still stunned. I mean, honestly, how is it not a news story that there's a guy facing charges in Kirkwood, and he probably has done it in other cities as well, where, according to Christian Kirk, who I had on the radio again yesterday, they've declined to prosecute him or press charges against him. He's been caught slapping these crude bumper stickers on cars that he doesn't like the guy that started the company that built the car, so he thinks he has a right to go around and vandalize people's cars. Now, I'm told they're going to charge him with harassment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the charge they settled on. And it's going to be like some kind of misdemeanor.
I was going to say that's a fine.
And he'll be able to do community service or whatever and probably have it expunged from his record at some point. But still, once that happens, we'll give you his name. It's going to happen at some point. They can't hide it from us. If they said they're going to do it, there'll be a court record here at some point.
Well, we should ask Christian, though, if he reached out. I know you've brought up the point. Well, don't you think by this point media would have heard about what happened?
How could they not?
But Christian should, or we should on his behalf, if he wants to tell the story on, you know, KSDK, KMOV, Fox 2, reach out to them with a pitch and say, hey, I'm open and willing to talk. And then we really can dig at them if they shoot down the story.
Well, that's true. At that point, there's no
we
way
know
they can
that
deny
they
didn't know
exactly.
about it.
That's know what about I think it, I want confirmed, that they know it for sure.
I have
to
enough.
Be true.
I have enough friends in the local media that I know still listen to this show that have to be aware of this. So after 2 weeks now, so May 2nd, today is the 15th. So on May 2nd, 13 days ago, we kind of broke this story and we put Christian on the air for the first time. 2 weeks ago. And not a single enterprising reporter has bothered to go over to beautiful downtown Kirkwood and do an interview with Christian on the vandalism done to his car in light of the constant protest at Tesla dealerships and the damage and vandalism being done to these cars all over the country. So it's a national story that's happening right here in St. Louis. And our local media, for whatever reason, has opted not to cover it. I mean, I think even the branding we were doing at Channel 4 when I left there in 2012,
for you.
It would have fit a couple of those categories.
What was it?
We're investigating this for you. I don't remember.
I get them
mixed
up.
We're working overnight. We're working on
this. They all sounded the same at my station. The different stations I work at, they run together.
Yeah. So First Alert 4's I-team ought to be on this. Send a reporter over just to ask a question and maybe try to track down the schmuck that thinks it's okay to go do this and get him on camera. You've already got video of him on camera committing the crime twice. It's out there on the internet. And then an interview with him. It's custom made for you. I could put that package together in 15 minutes. What's going on
here? I'll craft the email for Christian, and we can send it over to the news stations. As long as he's willing to talk on camera,
oh,
I think
sure
we send it.
He's happy they're finally charging the guy, right? Like, he's just wondering why this didn't happen a lot sooner. And we should be, too. Why? I know after we broke the story, at least one other local radio station picked it up because I saw something about it on Facebook. Out of the market, but I don't understand why there's not more interest in it. Regardless of your political point of view on Elon Musk, it just deserves to have at least a reader is what we would call it in the news business, Kim. But there's video that exists. It could easily be a VOSAT without them ever having to leave the building.
Look at us
it's
talking about VOSATs, Mark.
It's journalistic laziness
everyone,
is what it is.
Everyone listening right now is like, what is a VOSAT? I used
video
to say that to my family.
It's a
and they'd
VOSAT.
Be like, Kim, we don't know what a package or a VOSAT. We don't know any of that. NatSat pack.
Package is just a story that you put together with your voice over video and a couple of interviews. It's pretty easy. We'll educate you. Coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.